This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
What's going on, y'all? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Happy Monday to everybody. Happy Monday, y'all. Happy Monday. I feel great today. I'm feeling good. Make sure you guys go pick up the books. You already know the vibes. Go to mgbookstore.com. Pick up House Hackonomics. Pick up the Real Estate Investor's Manifesto. If you have any of my books, please drop some gems in the comment if you love the books. And also, if you are new to the channel, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, all that good stuff, because we need to get the word out about real estate in our community the right way. All right? So look, I'm feeling good. Like I said, it's Monday, and we got a lot to talk about today. A lot to talk about today, okay? Drop some gems in the comment for me real quick, man. I need some love in here before I get started, man. Let's get some love going while I get myself organized. Shout out to Atlanta. I just came from Atlanta. Was there for 24 hours, caught a whole vibe, went to church on Sunday. Shout out to my brother, Phil. Congratulations on 11 years of 28-19. You know, this weekend was spent with loved ones and people that mean a lot to me. So shout out to my people, right? Shout out to Miss Wendy. How are you, Miss Wendy? All right, so let's talk about this. So if you are a first-time home buyer, if you are in the market to purchase a house and you planned on using FHA, this is a video for you. This is actually some pretty interesting, great news. Now, there's a lot that goes with this. Now, first of all, do you guys know what an ADU is? Because you need to know what an ADU is first and foremost before we can even start about this. But typically what happens is with FHA loans, with single family homes, you can't use rental income to qualify. You can only use rental income from 2 to 4 family units. And there's a lot of you in here right now that's saying that you don't know what ADUs are, and there's a lot of you that's saying that it is. And shout out to Tanisha, the moderator, in the chat. So an ADU stands for an accessory dwelling unit. They are becoming extremely popular all over the country because there's a housing shortage, and the government knows this. So in order for us to kind of, you know, help with the shortage, they're changing the zoning requirements, which are in many different states and counties all across the country, which is basically allowing homeowners to be able to build an accessory dwelling unit on their property. If it meets code, you get it permitted, et cetera. You just can't go build some shit and say, hey, I got an ADU, right? You got to go through the process. Architect drawings, go get permitted, et cetera, et cetera. Now, with these ADUs, this is a way for people to supplement their mortgage payments. Now, these ADUs are not going to be super cash flowing for you, especially if you have a single family home. But no, they can definitely help you supplement that mortgage payment. And now, look, we have a big, big affordability issue here in America right now because interest rates are basically 8% or higher on a 30-year mortgage as of today, October 23rd. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that, too. So it's an affordability issue. Home prices haven't crashed. Unlike the internet will want you to believe, everybody thinks the market was going to crash, but I've been pretty much one of the only people on this internet that's telling you it's not going to crash. it's going to correct and it's going to balance itself out. But prices have still gone up. And have prices gone up, interest rates have gone up, and it's making it very unaffordable for people right now. So FHA and a lot of different programs are changing guidelines to still push home ownership and to try to make it as affordable as possible. And now FHA has come out with this new guideline that's basically allowing us lenders to use effective immediately to allow lenders to use the rental income that you get from an ADU to qualify. This is a home run. Home run. Let's go. Let me share my screen. Let me share my screen with y'all. Let's go through this. It's Professor MG time. Drop some gems in the comment if you can see my screen, please. Please let me know if you can see my screen. Drop some gems in the comment. And while you're here, please like the video. Please like the video. All right, let's go through this real quick, right? Let me bring this to the top. First of all, what I am looking at, okay, so you can see this is official, okay? And Nikki is called an accessory dwelling unit, not a Zori. I don't know what she was writing. Maybe you're typing too fast, Nikki, but accessory dwelling unit. All right, so this is an official mortgagee letter that was released on October 16th. So last week, this came out. I didn't get the chance to come on live last week to speak about this. That's why we're speaking about it today. And this is a mortgagee letter is basically was sent to all lenders announcing any changes that happens within the FHA program. Right. So this is official. And I'm showing you guys like this is 24 pages of information. I'm not going to go through 24 pages of this. I'm going to skim through this and I'm going to get you the stuff that's important to you. All right. If you want to read this on your own, I'll put this in the chat for yourself and you can go knock yourself out. So all my lenders, if you haven't heard about this yet, all my real estate professionals, I'm going to put the link in the chat right now for you. If you want to go here and whoever, put the link right there for you. That way you can go ahead and peruse on your own. Okay? All right. There you have it. All right. So let's go through this mortgagee letter. Right? The subject is the revisions to rental income policies, property eligibility, and appraisal protocols for accessory dwelling units. Okay? Effective date. This provision is effective immediately. Immediately. As of last week. All right. So let me go through this. I'm not going to go through the background of this. I want to get out to some. That's the meat and potatoes. Okay. All right. So here's a definition of the ADU. It refers to a single habitable living unit, which means a separate ingress and egress that meets the minimum requirement for a living unit. An ADU is a private space that is subordinate in size and can be added to, created within, or detached from a primary one-unit single-family dwelling, which together constitute a single interest in real estate. You got that? For those of you who did not know what an ADU was, that's what it is. And shout out to all my gym droppers in the comments, too. Rental income, if you don't know what that is, rental income refers to income received or to be received from the subject property or other real estate holdings. All right, so let's get through this, right? So in the mortgagee letter is breaking down kind of everything from an underwriting perspective and from an originator perspective of how we have to go about qualifying you guys, right? So it says rental income received from the subject property standing, no, we're not going to go through this. This is not important, okay? I just want to get to the meat and potatoes, all right? One unit, okay. This is important. Appraisal. Let's talk about this. So it says the mortgagee must verify and document the proposed rental income obtained by 1004 form, right, on appraisal report. Single family compatible rent schedule showing fair market rent and if available for prospective leases. All right, so basically, anytime you go do, you do an appraisal for any property that has rental income, underwriting needs to get a rent schedule from the appraiser. So if you're buying a property that is vacant right now, and if you tell your lender, hey, this property or this ADU can get $2,000 a month. And if you tell this to your lender and they actually using this number to qualify you, and if the appraiser comes back with $1,000 a month, then the underwriter is going to use what's on that rent schedule. So it's very important for all of you guys not to overestimate your rental income numbers to qualify, because we're going to get our own rent schedule and we're going to go off of that. Do you understand? Okay. Please hope you understand. Don't overestimate your rent. You're only doing yourself a tremendous disservice. Okay. Now, here's another thing about appraisals I want to explain to you. If you're purchasing, now when they're comparing ADU rent schedules, the appraiser is going to look at other ADUs in the market, in your neighborhood, and see what those comparables are too. That's what they're comparing it to. So do your due diligence. Do your due diligence. History of receiving rental income. Very important. Now, so this states for people who already own property, where the borrower has a history of rental income from a subject property. And this is when you're looking to refinance, right? So let's just say you have something that's an ADU already and you're looking to refinance it. Then that's where we're going to look at your tax filings and everything like that. Right. And we're going to look at the last 2 years, looking at your Schedule E, and then we're going to look at all your deductions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. So that's if you currently own a house that has an ADU and you want to refinance. If you don't own a house and you're looking to just purchase it, then we're going to look at the market rent and qualify. So limited or no history of rental income. And that's going to be a probably for most of you guys who are watching my channel right now, is you don't have no history of rental income or limited. See, FHA doesn't punish you if you don't have experience with collecting rental income. You can still use that rental income to qualify you. Okay. So to calculate the effective income from the subject property where the borrower does not have a history of rental income from the subject property since the previous tax filing, the mortgagee must use 75% of the fair market rent reported by the appraiser or the rent reflected in the lease or other rental agreement. 75% of that mortgage can be used. 75% of it. Not 100%, 75%. But there's more stuff up here that we're going to get to about this rental income. And here it is. One unit accessory dwelling unit now, what they added to this, this is very important. The amount of the rental income from the ADU used as effective income must not exceed 30% of the total monthly effective income used to qualify the borrower. So let me put this in layman terms for you real quick. Let me go solo for this one real quick, okay? The amount of the rental income from an ADU used as effective income must not exceed 30% of the total monthly effective income used to qualify. So let's just say, for example, again, we just said 75%. Now, get your calculators out because we're going to do some math today. All right? Today, we come to learn. Y'all going to understand how this shit works. Okay? Everybody got their calculator out? Put some calculators in the comments or something if you got your calculator out. All right. So let's just say, hypothetically speaking, as an example here, the rental income from that ADU can bring in, let's just say $3,000 a month. I just want to use that number because this is the number I have in my head. The lender will use 75% of that $3,000, which is $2,250. Did y'all get that? Somebody put yo, y'all funny. Yo, y'all are so funny in the comments. So, okay. So, $3,000 times 75% is $2,250. Okay? Now, the guideline states that the amount of rental income you can use from the ADU can't exceed 30% of the total monthly income from you, the borrower. So let's just say if you had an income of $5,000 a month, right? And that ADU was bringing in $3,000 gross, but after the 75%, it's $2,250. The max income that you can only use from this ADU would be $1,500 a month. You wouldn't be able to use the full net of $2,250 because that exceeds the 30% of your gross income. And FHA is only going to allow lenders to use 30% of the rental income to qualify you. Does that make sense to you? Type yes in chat or no. I need y'all to really understand what the hell I'm saying, because some of y'all, especially you lenders out there, y'all be getting shit wrong all the time. So Pierre had a good question. Will this be the same for accessory commercial units? No, this is only residential, single family. All right, so you're saying no. Let me break this down again. All right, so let's do it like this. Let's do easy numbers. I need y'all to get your calculators out. If you make $10,000 a month, and the guideline states the ADU rental income to be used to qualify you cannot exceed 30% of your gross income, what is the maximum income, rental income from the ADU can be used? Type it in chat, please. I wish I had some Jeopardy music. And again, this has nothing to do with multifamilies, guys. Stay with me, okay? We're talking about ADUs on single-family homes only. This doesn't apply for multifamilies, guys. Stay with me. Stay the hell with me, please. Okay, $3,000, okay? A couple of you got that right in the comments. A couple of y'all being slow today. It's Monday, y'all was out partying all night. I know I had a good time on Saturday night, but look, I'm up. I'm here at 6 p.m. Y'all got to wake up and catch up, okay? Now, you good, Shanzel. You good. So, 30% of your gross income is $3,000 in that situation. So, if you have any rental income from the ADU that's exceeding that 30% or $3,000 in this example, then you wouldn't be able to use any of that surplus to help you qualify. Got it? So let's do another one. If you make $6,000 a month, and we're using this 30% rule from the ADU, what's the maximum amount of net income that FHA will allow lenders to use from this ADU? Type it in chat. If you make $6,000 gross a month and we can only use 30% is the threshold, what is the maximum net rental income from the ADU that we will use? Type it in chat, please. I give you 1 second. Type it in chat. Okay, 1,800. We got a couple. If I had some gold stars, I would give you gold stars. Okay, 1,800. So you see how very simple and easy this is to figure out how much of that rental income they will use. So you always got to keep in mind, this is a one unit with an accessory dwelling unit. This has nothing to do with duplex, triplex, quads, nothing at all. If FHA says, if you have a multifamily that has ADUs, FHA is going to look at that as another unit, period. They're not going to look at it as an ADU. This conversation is only for single families with accessory dwelling units. Or throw some gold stars in the chat for yourself, okay? Throw some chat. Okay, what else in this thing I wanted to go through? Oh, another thing, reserves. Reserves. If you are buying a single family with an ADU, FHA wants 2 months of reserves. 2 months of reserves. Okay? Reserves is your mortgage payment times two, for those of you who don't know. Yep. And for multifamilies, for 3 and 4 units, FHA requires 3 months of reserves after that. Just so you know. Now, I'm going to peruse through this real quick because something else I wanted to come in here and talk to you about before I go on my rant. So I think, Pierre, you asked this. No income from commercial space may be included in the rental income calculation. So if you're buying a mixed use, and for some way, somehow has an ADU, they're not going to use that to answer your questions. Who those of you who be thinking outside the box. All right. Where is this? Da-da-da-da. I went through that. History of rental income. The calculation of rental income. We just went through that. It's like they be repeating this shit over and over and over. There's something in here I wanted to speak to you guys about. No, not the borders, because we know we're not worried about that. Reserves. No, what page was that? Okay. Okay. Oh, this one I wanted to show y'all. Boom. Let me get to this. Let me show y'all this. Does room rentals count as an ADU? No. All right. So with 203K, you can now use a 203K also. And it's telling you, and a lot of you probably don't even know this, type of eligible improvements include but are not limited to converting a one-family structure to a one-family structure with an ADU. Okay? Very important. So now, one of the best things that I like about 203Ks is conversions. Now, I've talked about this a lot, right? And I think I'm going to do a 2024 203K masterclass coming up soon. But you can do conversions. So you can take a one family to a duplex. You could take a one family to a triplex. You could take a one family to a fourplex. You can do conversions. Obviously, it has to be zoned, and you have to get the proper permits for doing all that stuff. But now FHA will allow you with a 203K to do a single family and convert the single family to add an ADU. Add an accessory dwelling unit that will be attached to the existing structure. But that's the thing. Adding an ADU that will be attached to the existing structure. That's the only downfall of that. Renovating an ADU that is attached or unattached to existing structure. I like that better. So if you find a home that already has a detached or attached ADU, you can now use a 203K to rehab that. All right. That's it. That's the main things I wanted to cover in ADU. So to bullet point this in short, to bullet point this, right, real quick for you, you can now use the FHA 203K to rehab your ADU. You can use a FHA 203K to build a new ADU, but it has to be attached to the current property. You can use rental income from the ADU to now qualify you. Can only use 30% of your gross rental income. Your gross income. So the ADU rental income can't exceed 30% of your income. What else? I think that's really the main things with this. I think this is just, for me, I think this is a home run. Like I said, okay, so Nikki Devine, she said, income 6,000 times 2 months of reserves equal 12,000. No. Okay, I'm glad I saw this. No, Nikki. Income 6,000 times 2 months of reserves equal 12,000. No. So when you're talking reserves, Nikki, we're looking at the mortgage payment. So if the mortgage payment is 2,000, then we need 4,000 in reserves. Okay. But again, you guys, like Tanisha just said, we're discussing FHA, ADU guidelines. You can go ahead. The link is in the description. Tanisha put it here on the screen as well. You can go and read that whole mortgagee letter. Be my guest. Go ahead. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just wanted to pull out the most important parts to me about this change. And I think it's a home run for anybody who's looking to buy a house. Look, let's call a spade a spade. The market is extremely high right now. Right? It is absolutely insane with interest rates. And people just can't afford to buy homes. So if you're really looking at this, this is a good opportunity for people who are looking to buy a home right now, who are looking to buy something right now and want to be in a situation where they want to make it a little bit more affordable for them. Look at these interest rates, y'all. We basically at 8% right now on a 30-year mortgage. We are here. This is updated as of today, 4 p.m. The market closed at 7.91% on a 30-year mortgage. Conventional 760 higher credit score, 20% down. It's high out here, y'all. I ain't gonna hold y'all up. And this is if you got A1 credit. And you definitely going to be buying this down to get this. We call people getting quoted right now in that 8 to 9% range right now. It's unaffordable. So when you see things like this where now FHA is like allowing us to use this ADU income to make it a little bit more affordable, I think it's a home run for home buyers. And yes, this is just the season that we are in with these interest rates, y'all. This is just a season. This will turn around. So don't let this deter you from buying. Go out here. If you can afford to buy, I'm always lean on that. If you can afford to buy, that's why I had to take that off the screen so you can see me fully. If you can afford it, don't let the opportunities pass you right now. If you find a good deal, go for it. If you don't find a good deal, sit on the sidelines. There's nothing wrong with it. Right? It's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. So let's take some. Let me get some more likes on here, man. It's like 200 or something y'all here live. We got less than 100 likes. Like the video. Share it with 10 people, please. You know? Thank you, TC. I appreciate that. I hope this information did help some of y'all. Because I get asked about ADUs and accessory dwelling income all the time, and I'm happy that FHA just came out with this, man. This is big. I like it. Let's see. So, does room rentals count as ADU? No. A room rental is not a room. Is not a dwelling. Like, you're renting a room. Accessory dwelling unit and room are two different things. Do you guys understand the calculation that lenders will use if you're planning on trying to qualify with an ADU rental income? Do you understand the calculation? Do we have to go through that again? And shout out to Belinda. Belinda said, appreciate you always coming with the gems. Thank you. I appreciate you. Nope, you got it? Okay. Can you go through the calculation again? All right, Tia. I'm going to go through this calculation one more time. So, the guidelines state for the ADUs, it says we can use 75% of the gross rental income to qualify. But that 75% cannot exceed 30% of the borrower's income that we are using. And no, they're not accepting Airbnb comps. So, an example that I was given, and I'm just trying to make this simple and you know, simple and plain, because the rental income is subjective, right? Different markets, rent ADU rental income is going to be higher some places, lower some places. So I don't really want to focus on the rental income part of it. I want to focus more on that 30%. So whenever you're doing your numbers, you know, okay, I can't exceed this. So if you make $10,000 gross a month, the ADU net income after you do your 75% can't exceed $3,000 a month. If you make $5,000 a month or $6,000 a month, I think we did that example, it can't exceed $1,800. So Tia, if you make $5,000 a month, what's the maximum rental income that you can use for the ADU? And y'all help our girl T.I. out too. This is a question for everybody. For those of you who don't understand, if you're making $5,000 a month, how much rental income can you use from the ADU at max? Now, it doesn't mean you're going to get that in the market. I'm just showing you how much can be used. So type in chat. How much you think can be used? I'll give y'all 1 second. Class is in session. Okay, 1,500. Ken Jr., you're wrong at 2K. You see, this is why it's good that we're doing these calculations, right? It's practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. So I'm gonna throw another number out there. Let's do another number. If you make $7,500 a month at your job, if we're using 30% of that as the threshold, what is the 30% of income, ADU income, that we can use? Type in chat, please. 7,500, and we can only go 30% of that for the ADU income. How much income can we use? Okay. 2250. Okay. Yep. So we getting the calculations, all right? So are we getting comfortable with these calculations, y'all? Are we getting comfortable here? So thank you as always for the useful information. Triple gems. I didn't know anything about this. As a realtor, this is good to know. Look, let me tell you something, Queen. And I'm gonna say this to you. And I'm going to say this to all my realtors who are watching this. If you guys are not, and look, I'm happy you're here. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to none of my realtors out here. I just want to say that first.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
But y'all need to be rocking with MG, man. I will help you make so much more money because you will understand these products. And being able to, like you just said, if you're able to learn this information, now think about how many more people you can help and service your community. This is the place to be. If you're a licensed realtor, you need to be on my YouTube channel. You need to be listening to Rants and Gems. But most importantly, you guys need to be a part of the Mortgage Academy, okay? You know, this is the number one platform for real estate education, hands down. We have an upcoming class coming November 1st, November 2nd. If you've been to any of my webinars or anything, you already know what I do, right? We're talking about the market update. I'm going to give a whole presentation on that. We're going to talk about house hacking. I'm going to break a lot more things down, self-employed financing, out-of-state investing, setting up the proper business entities for investing, and how to set up your systems to manage your vendors, and lots of Q&A. This is sponsored by the good folks over there at ADP. Now, this class for general admission is $19.99. $19.99. And I'm doing this purposely, right? I'm making everything that I do almost free right now. So you can either join the class. You won't have access to the replay, but you can join the class for $20 and learn for 2 days, take as much notes as you want, and go about your business, right? But if you want to be a part of the community, you can get everything that I've done so far on webinars. You got the Ultimate Home Buyers webinar. The She Owns It 3-day masterclass was freaking incredible, right? Realtors, how to make an extra 100K in 2023. We got the 10-week course over here, and we got the FHA 203K webinar. So if you join, and you can buy these as individuals too, right? You can buy them as individuals. I'm going to change this price from $197. I'm going to make that cheaper, make that like $50. But you can buy all of this for $99, one-time fee, and you'll get access to the academy, and you'll get access to any class that I do. Now, for all my realtors, starting next month, I'm going back to doing virtual lunch and learns. So during a week, from 1 to 3 p.m., I'm going to have lunch and learns. It's going to be geared towards real estate, licensed real estate professionals to help you guys scale and grow your business, right? And my evening classes are going to be things for home buyers, investors, even realtors too. So you get it all for $99. So you can join. This picture is so fire to me. I ain't going to hold y'all up. I just looked at this picture just now and said, damn, a brother clean up. Nice. Yo, I ain't going to hold y'all up. Hold on. Yo, is it the Photoshop in this shit or what? But I don't know, man. This picture looking fire to me right now. Damn. My bad. I messed up my own ad. But yo, you can get this for, you can get the class for $19.99, $20, or you can just join the academy for $99. Go to mgmortgageacademy.com. I'll put the link in the description for you. But I just had to look at myself and say, damn, I'm fine. Woo, I'm aging like fine wine, yo. I am going to hold y'all up. I am not going to hold y'all up. This dude looking amazing for 45. I ain't got to tell you. I ain't even going to hold you up. I might have to put on more suits. Oh, yo, yeah. Don't be surprised you see me on this live in suits coming up. Lord have mercy. Damn, I look good. Okay. Rant over. Hey, if I don't do it, somebody else, nobody going to do it for me. So I gotta acknowledge my good lookingness. God is good. Black don't crack, baby. Black don't crack. All right, go to mgmortgageacademy.com. I just posted the link in the comments. Okay, queen. She said, I'm in the academy and love it. I'm looking forward to all your knowledge to help me in my real estate career. Oh, you here, baby girl? I love it. Shout out to, if you're in the academy, throw some fire, some gems. Tell the people they need to join, please, because for the price that I'm giving it to you, it's almost free. I'm on a mission right now. Slim Jimmy. Oh, let me tell you something, Shannon. Y'all ain't see Slim Jimmy yet. My brother is working out. Coming soon. All right, let's get back down to business. Andrea said, will definitely help my community in Milwaukee. I'm catching all the videos and will be joining the academy. Yo, so if you join in, right, make sure you, when you go into the community, especially if you're a realtor, post that you're a realtor and where you at so people can work with you. So El said, if him 500 got the blue suits, MG got to rock the green suits. Yo, that green be looking great on me, bro. I ain't going to hold you up. I'm about to get more green suits. That's about to be my calling card. Oh, yeah. MG looking good, my friend. That's a fact. I ain't going to hold you up. All right. You looking nice. We proud of you. Motivation. Thank you. Come on, Angela Grant. Talk to them, Angela Grant. All of MG's masterclasses have been fire. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm not even going to hold you up, right? And this is not even to kind of like, I ain't going to hold you up. I'm just keeping it real right now. When it comes to this real estate educational space, ain't nobody fucking with me. My classes are fire. They're affordable. It's no fluff. It's no motivation. It's real information that you can go out here and execute with. And the price is almost free. And I want to make it almost free because I'm tired of the foolishness that I'm seeing in the community. I'm tired of a lot of things. I'm not going to speak on it and speak my piece right now. But at some point in the next few months, I will start really speaking what I really want to say. But as of right now, it's a lot of foolishness happening. And I hate it. And I hate it. So what I want to do is be able to provide the resources. Be able to provide the resources. Yo, I'm going to show y'all something else. But let me tell y'all something, man. I got all types of calculators, from mortgage calculators with extra payments and BRRRR calculators. I got DSCR calculators. I got FHA calculators that's going to have self-sufficiency tests built into it. You know, 70% rules when you're talking flips. So much more. I got a DTI calculator that I'm working on. And this calculator is going to be able to tell you, like, yo, based off of the information you put in, you will be good for FHA loan, good for a conventional loan, blah, 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 blah. Like, yo, I got so much things that's being built out right now, and I'm spending a grip on this because it's about providing resources. Look at the options under view. I don't see no, oh, okay, okay, there you go. Zoom. There you go. Shout out to you. Who are you? Althea? Shout out to you. Yeah, no, I'm like unk sometimes with these computers. So these are some of the calculators that I'm building out right now for the Academy. I ain't going to show y'all everything that's on here. But you get an idea of some of the calculators that's coming to the Academy. And shout out to you, Mr. B. More Vegas. You said the same thing too. But I'm building out this academy to be a resource for my community. You can go in here. You can learn. You can watch these videos. If you buy an investment properties, it's going to have tutorials with these calculators teaching you how to analyze these deals. There's going to be live classes for all these different type of things. And it's only for $100. And when you get access to the Academy, when you become a part of the Academy, you'll have access to use all of these calculators too. And it's lifetime access. This is not like, hey, and I was going to do this as an annual membership. I'm not going to hold you up. And I started it off that way, but I'm not doing annual no more. I'm making it right now, since we're in the fourth quarter, I'm making it dirt cheap. Come in, because once I raise this price after Black Friday, don't ask for the $99. So I'm telling you. Because it won't be $99. It'll probably be like $400 or $500, which is still not bad for lifetime access. But I'm trying to give you guys a deal. So take advantage. So yeah, I got all these calculators coming. And, you know, obviously here on YouTube, I'm going to show you how to use these calculators on YouTube and everything too. But within the Academy, we're going to really break these things down. Real life situations on our group calls, we'll go through more calculators. But I'm hoping I can have all of these calculators up and running. If not all of them, I would probably say majority of them by the end of November. And then obviously, as time goes on, you know, calculators would be built out and introduced to the community. So, yeah, man, these calculators would definitely open up our, what you said, Nadine? These calculators will definitely open up our options and mindset. 100%. It's, look, one of the hardest things in real estate is figuring out all these formulas, right? Especially if you're talking about analyzing deals and investment properties. And like, even we going through this ADU rental income stuff, right? Like, even that, I'm going to have that built into the FHA suite of calculators, right? Just like self-sufficiency tests, you know, DTI, FHA, rental income calculation. So that way, if you out here shopping, boom, 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 and you see a property, you just go in the academy, punch it in, punch in the information, boom, it'll spit it out. And then we're making it to where now you can print that. So whatever you put in there in your profile, you can now print that out. So, like, it's just for me, it's about providing as much value as I possibly can to my audience and to the people who are really trusting me and giving me this platform, right? Because honestly, I wouldn't be here without you guys. If you guys are not tuning in, if you're not purchasing my books, if you're not doing loans with me, again, you know, we're in 21 states, apply with mg.com. A lot of you come out to get pre-approved with me, and I'm super grateful and thankful for that. And I tell you guys, I'm doing this academy because I'm creating my own hub, my own community, where I'm going to help you folks who are in there get mortgage ready to the best of my ability. To the best of my ability. And when you're in here, I want you to work with me if you choose to. And if you don't, okay, great. But at least you'll have the information that you can go out here and use this nationwide and get yourself a good deal. So many calculators can be done on one property depending on what you're looking to achieve. Will these calculators be all encompassing? Yes, Mr. B-More Vegas, they will be all encompassing. Just depending on what you're looking to do, right? Again, somebody might just want to analyze an investment deal. So the calculator will be able to show you what your cap rates are, what your DSCR is for financing, what that cash flow, that cash on cash return is looking like after all your expenses, right? That might be great for someone who's looking to invest. But if somebody's just a regular home buyer and they're just trying to figure out, well, I'm buying a single family home and I just want to know how much, if I paid an extra $100 a month, what would that do for my payment? And how much interest will I save by doing this? Right? It's like different strokes for different folks. So as the calculators become available, Mr. B-More Vegas, I'm always open to feedback and I'll just have my team create whatever we don't have. Right? Whatever we don't have, we can create it. But good question. Let's take some more questions. So Tanisha said, I couldn't use MG because of the way I purchased, but his information helped me greatly. See, I love to hear that. And I was very proud of you when you purchased your home. Like, the impact that these books and these platforms and being on these stages and all these things that we do, it's just like, yo, we're able to help so many people just with this content. And this is what I try to preach to my real estate professionals. Like, yo, you have to put out more content. You have to be out here educating at the highest level because you don't know who you're impacting. You don't know how many lives are being changed because of that information that you're putting out there. See, I'm never too busy for content. This is a full-time job for me. This is a career now. Just like I like to originate loans, I need to make content. I need to give information because it's going to help someone. And whether I have 200 people on here or 2,000 people on here, it doesn't matter to me. I would love to get up to 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people. I would love to be the number one channel for real estate on YouTube, right? But if that's in God's plan, then that's in God's plan. But whoever's paying attention to me, I just want you guys to use this information and go and execute at the highest level that you can. Cedric Lewis said, hi, man. Thanks for the knowledge. I closed on my first house last Friday. Shout out to Cedric Lewis. Let's give Cedric Lewis some fire in the chat. Closed on his first home last Friday. Welcome to the dark side. Welcome to the dark side. You'll love it here. But you'll also hate it. You will soon see what I'm talking about in a few. Gotta love it. Oh, man. Yo, I'm stupid sometimes. I'm stupid. But congratulations, Cedric. We love to hear that. Who else closed on the house? Matter of fact, all of y'all, who else closed on the property this month? Type it in chat. Let's celebrate you. Let's give you your flowers. Let's celebrate you. I can't pronounce your name, girl. I'm sorry. Davria? Did I pronounce that right? I'm just calling you Hampton, okay? I love you, Hampton. But I don't want to butcher your name. Yeah, that's why you are my favorite real estate celebrity. Oh, Queen, I appreciate the compliment. I am far from a celebrity. I'm just a guy. But thank you. I appreciate that. Y'all be trying. Yo, man. Y'all be treating me like a celebrity, too. I ain't going to hold y'all up, man. Y'all be. Yo, MG. I be like, yo, what's up? I love it. If you see me in the street, show some love, man. EYL said, now is the worst time to buy. Well, tune in today, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Market Mondays. I will be on Market Mondays today. Shout out to Troy, Rashad, and Ian. They put out Rashad put out something today that's going viral. So we're going to have a conversation about that. And yeah, everybody has a right to their own opinion, Real John. And I don't knock anybody for saying that now is the wrong time or the worst time to buy. Okay. Brian Williams says, MG, what up? 203K or not? I live in Huntsville, Alabama, selling my home, about to buy a fix and flip. Well, 203K is only for if you're going to live in it as your primary residence. So if you're looking to do a fix and flip, then you need to get a hard money loan or a fix and flip loan. But if you're looking to buy a fixer upper to live in, then I would definitely recommend doing a 203K. Okay. I can't even. D1, you got too many numbers in here. But you close on the 31st of this month. Shout out to you. Closing on Halloween. Congratulations. Shout out to everybody closing on real estate. So all the people who are. Oh, you Devon's best friend. Okay. I'm also Devon's best friend that she messaged you about. She knows how much I value your opinion and knowledge. Yo, shout out to you. Actually, I got to call Devon. We got to talk. Yeah, she definitely texted me. I appreciate that. Well, you made it again on my show. Appreciate you, bestie. Just closed in North Jersey after 20 years in Brooklyn. Needed the parking. Shout out to you, R. Cole, on closing. The economy is relative. Okay. The economy is relative. I think the economy in your house is more important than anything. If you wait until rates go down, home prices will skyrocket due to the bidding and lack of supply. Thank you. See, Don Christopher knows, right? Y'all wait for these rates to go down if you want. Y'all wait for these rates to go down all you want. Y'all gonna be in for a rude fucking awakening. You thought 2020 and 2021 was crazy when it was 2-3% rates? Look, what's today? October 23rd. Monday, October 23rd, 2023. When these rates go down from this 8% we are, even when it goes to 6%, you understand there's going to be lines at open houses. You're going to think it was 2% interest rates. And don't let these things go back into the fours and fives. Oh, my God. Y'all going to be kicking yourselves. Y'all are going to kick yourselves. Somebody timestamp that, and let's see how that one ages. let's see how that ages. Darryl West, a shout out to you. I saw you in the town a few years back. You motivated me to get back in the game. I just closed on a cash flowing duplex in Ohio. Shout out to you, Darryl West. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. I love that. Nene Floyd says, I always learn more hair than my brokerage. Let's talk about this. Let's unpack this, Nene Floyd. This is why I'm telling y'all, if y'all join this academy, you're going to get so much education, right? Not just what I do here on YouTube and everything like that, but I'm talking about coming inside my world. Yo, your brokerage can't rock with me when it comes to this. No matter what brokerage is this, they don't know what I know. On my side of the world. They may know how to sell a house, but they don't know how to get the deals done in finance. So you definitely will learn more from an educated lender than you would, especially about financing. I mean, yeah, definitely. Yep, we are live right now. This is a live show. Okay. Hold on. Bogart just sold a home. It closed on the 6th. I'll be ready for November 18th. Let's go. November 18th, that new multifamily rule kicks in. I was getting ready to say, who is that fine guy? That is I, Valerie. That is I. That is I, baby girl. Christopher said, agreed. Now's the best time to buy. After rates hit double digits, when they eventually go back down, prices will skyrocket. Buy now before it's too late. Supply and demand trumps everything. But look, it's just my opinion. You guys can do what you want. You closed in Bernice. She closed in Baltimore, investment property, last Friday. Congratulations, Bernice. What's your cash on cash return? Shout out to Vaughn. Vaughn just closed on something too. Shout out to Vaughn. I am her CFO of her real estate business. Shout out to Vaughn. She's moving and shaking out here. And she's also in the academy. And a mentee. I love Vaughn. She about her business. Like my mentor MG told me, scared money don't make money. Facts. Big facts. All right, so we've been on today's show for about an hour right now. Let me see. Question, Nene. Question, what made you fall into real estate, MG? Oh, man, good question, Nene. I get this all the time now. I was broke. I was broke. And my best friend, shout out to my brother Phil. He's a pastor now. And he told me like 20 years ago, he said, yo, you should look in the paper and you should become a loan officer. And I've been telling this story on podcasts lately because people are now asking me this. It's interesting. But yeah, I was just broke. I didn't come into this business to be an investor or like I want to be a real estate guru. I was looking for a job. Let's just keep it real. I was looking for a job. And I got a job as a loan officer and I haven't looked back since. I mean, obviously there's a lot in between the 20 years, but for the effort of time, my best friend told me about being a loan officer. And at the time I had no clue what a loan officer was. I had no clue what a mortgage was. I just needed a career. I needed something I could make some money. And I'm good at sales. So I said, why not? Let me try this out. And I never looked back. Thank God. Thank God. Building a new, Superior Images says, building a new construction home. How long before a permanent loan can I lock in the rate? You got to speak to your lender on that. Every lender has different policies for construction loans. So I would just say, speak to your lender on that one. I don't want to give you the wrong answer. Good question. Mark, how long do you have to have rental income coming in before it can count towards your mortgage for, can count towards your income for a mortgage? So yeah, that's a good question, right? And on the masterclass on the 19th, we're going to touch into this too in a little bit more detail. But if you are buying with the FHA, you don't need any rental income history. You don't have to have experience as a landlord. If you're purchasing, you can use 75% of the market rent to qualify. Now, conventional, if it's a first-time home buyer, there's a couple different rules in place. That on a masterclass, I'll go through that in deep detail. But if you own the home and you look into refinance and you go on conventional, typically they want to see 2 years of rental income. And they're going to go off the past 2 years of tax returns to see that rental income. And in most cases, your gross is not going to be what your net is on your tax returns because we're looking at the actual tax returns. So you're going to write off a lot of that stuff. So even if you're collecting, let's just say, $20,000 a year rental income, whoever's doing your taxes is probably going to deduct probably majority of that off. So you might not be able to use a lot of the rental income, but that's also why it's important to work with a CPA or a tax preparer who understands real estate financing, and what it takes to get qualified for a mortgage. And you have to mortgage plan. This is why Vaughn called me her CFO earlier, right? Because my mentees, I act as a CFO for them, a consultant, a therapist too, right? But if you have a mortgage CFO, you have someone that you can kind of bounce your tax returns off. If I'm looking to do this, do that, what do I need to file? A good loan officer should be able to tell you that, give you that advice. Good question. Yes, I want to know more about your story. Seemed like you got some wisdom. Well, thank you. I definitely have some wisdom. I got 20 years in this business. It's a lot of stories I have, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. But I'll tell you this, my mess is my message. So when I'm speaking about eligibility versus affordability, I'm telling you, you need to be able, if you're going to buy in today's market, you better be able to afford it. Because 8% is a high rate, you better be able to afford it, right? This is just me going off of my own experiences in life where I couldn't afford things, where I didn't have financial discipline, right? So I just try to give you guys the game, as they say, and just be honest and transparent. Do you need income for a loan? Like, what do you mean? Do you need, like, a job, Vaughn? Is that what you're asking me? All right. So, look, we're coming up. We like I said, we're on this for over an hour right now. I'm trying not to keep these lives too long. If you got value from today's thing, please throw some gems in the comment. Throw some fire in the comment. And again, make sure you guys go to mgmortgageacademy.com. Sign up for the 2-day masterclass that is coming up on November 1st and November 2nd. It's only $20 to join that class from a general admission standpoint. And if you want to have access to the replay of that class and be a part of all my other classes that comes with the Academy, just join the Academy for $99, one-time membership fee. Shout out to Belinda. She said, I just joined the Academy. I can't wait to become part of your community. Thank you, Belinda. I appreciate you, Queen. Welcome to my world. Can I come on your podcast, Nene Floyd? Okay. What's your podcast? What's the name of your podcast, Nene Floyd? DM it to me. Send me your page. Now you're gonna have everybody and their mother ask me to come on their podcast. Christopher says, should I write a book? Hell yeah. I got two of them. Why not? Yo, this is legacy play, man. You gotta think about it. As I put out more books and more books, it's like a rapper putting out an album. You could go back 10 years and listen to that album and be like, yo, this is fire. Like, I look at these like my albums. They both went platinum, in my opinion. Do you need to show income if the loan is in your business name? I'm not sure if I'm getting your question, Vaughn, 100%, but I will tell you, if you are trying to do loans in your LLC name, then what we're talking about doesn't even, it's a different conversation. If you're trying to do conventional multifamily, then you need to show tax returns with the income. So it's not about the loan being in your business name. It's how we going to structure it. Are we going conventional or are we going non-conventional? Which I would recommend, let's just go non-conventional because it's going to be a lot easier to get you approved and to the closing table. Yeah. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I just wanted folks to know there was ways around it. Okay, good. Good questions, Vaughn. Thank you. So look, that's all I got for y'all. That's all I got for y'all today. Make sure y'all go to Rants and Gems. Download on all podcast audio outlets, wherever you listen to podcasts. Download Rants and Gems. Rate it 5 stars. Leave a review. And watch us here on YouTube. Throw some gems, like it, share it with 10 people. I'm going to be on Market Mondays today at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to my brothers, Troy, Rashad, and Ian. They have just had another sold-out show in Chicago. So I'm going to be on their show tonight. I'm always honored and proud to be on there. So, yeah, there you have it. All right, so that's all I got for y'all. Matt Garland here. NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.